Welcome to the Upstage and Gentlemen podcast. This is Michael with Play With Your Food Productions.
I don't know how to be excited. And Nathan from Legendary Productions.
That was it right there.
Thank you.
And now our host, Alfonso Garcia.
Hello, everybody. Thank you again for that intro.
Yeah, you always get the coolest. Mine's so fake and yours is so genuinely cool.
But Alfonso, just the last podcast we recorded, I said, what is up with this? This is the Upstage and Gentlemen podcast, and it's full of females. Hey, and once again, the Upstage and Gentlemen, the good old boys club, has been flooded with, we got four females over here. What's going on?
We've been upstaged.
I'm okay with it because it's a really cool special guest.
Well, this is a great group.
These
not
are
that
really
our guests
cool
before weren't
special,
but these are special, a special group. No, they're our daughters, actually, and we're doing a Father's Day kind of tribute thing and just going to hear their opinions on dads and art and kind of how it's been good or bad in their lives, the effect that it's had with music. And
yeah, that was good of us. It was Father's Day and we decided to throw ourselves a tribute.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to wait and hold off and call it a tribute to hear what they say. What if they're like, yeah, it kind of sucks.
We'll decide if it's a tribute at the end.
My son didn't want to come because he was like, I'm just going to say it's cool, Dad, and that's it. I was like, well, then you don't need to be on the mic. Can you just say it for me? I was like, yeah. So my son said, it's cool. So yeah, that's all I get for my son. My daughter wanted Famous Dave's instead.
My daughter Haley asked if she, what did you say? How honest do I have to be? Or
that is exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Okay, let me answer for him. Not that honest.
That's what I thought.
we'll introduce you guys, and then we'll kind of just go to some questions and just talk about your passion for art, and then maybe you can tell some stories, and then we'll... John has a really cool thing that he can bleep out, so if we don't like it, it's going to be a chicken noise. Like, was that a chicken? I don't know. Okay, anyways. So we'll start. We'll just go down the end to say your name and your age. And yeah, what else? Anything else? Or anything you, any hobbies that you like? Yeah, we'll do your hobbies. Please. If it's more than like two, we'll probably go burn and move on.
I'm going to move the mic away from you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we'll start at that end down there. So name, age, and something. Two things you're into.
Paige, 15, and then softball and singing.
I want you to know, she does not normally sound like me. She has a sore throat. She's like, Paige, I play softball. Anyways, okay, Paige, thanks.
I'm Natalie, I'm 17, I'm into softball and like painting.
Right.
I'm Haley, I'm 18, and I like choir and reading.
And for the record, that's the one that's going to be really honest. Just so you know.
Watch out.
Okay. All right, next up.
My name's Hannah. I'm 16, and I love playing guitar, and I've also gotten really into hiking recently.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like hiking for about 30 seconds. That's about 30 seconds. Yeah. And I'm like, where's the bench? Anyway, okay, cool. Any stories? Any funny stories? Let's start with some funny stories. Let's hear about that. Any stories you want to say about your dad or... me, but remember, we are in control of your phones and everything.
Oh, okay.
All right, Paige has gone first.
So, like, I wasn't here, but I got told about it, and, like, it was a while ago, and I still remember it. So my dad, he was, like, staying late, and he was working on sets and stuff, and at the old theater, they used to have, like, a big, like, area for their sets and wood, and my dad was climbing up to get the wood, and then, And then he fell, and then he was stuck on one of the wood sticks, and he was screaming, and I forget who was there, but somebody was there. and somebody was there, and my dad was trying to, like, call for him to help him, and he wasn't helping.
I couldn't get the voice out. That's why.
Wait, why? I have never heard the story.
Oh. What's going on? First of all, we're going to say it was OSHA approved, just so you know, so we don't get dinged on that. But yeah, a stick, it went to my backside, and I was stuck. And it got stuck on my shorts, and I was like... It hurt, but also I was like, help. But I couldn't because I was cry laughing. And no one helped.
That was the first story.
Yeah. That's about it. Next story, please. Anybody, you guys, Nat, you going?
I remember when I was younger, and I used to be really shy about my voice. Like, I didn't like singing in front of anybody. And any time someone new came to the theater... my dad would make us sing this song called Stereo Hearts, and he would make her sing and me rap, and
one of our
And one of our friends, Josh, it was his first show, like, first time helping out at the theater. And me and my sisters were just, like, humming along to their background music. And I was in tears because he made me sing it in front of him, like, the first time I ever met him. He used to do that all the time.
Crazy.
Yeah, I made her cry. I made her perform Dance Monkey Dance. Anyway, all right. Anybody else got a story?
I have one. So I was pretty little, maybe, like, I don't know, maybe early elementary school, and we were watching my dad perform in, it was a melodrama. You cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. And he was the villain, and I didn't understand why every time he came on stage, people were booing him. And I was so incredibly offended for him, and in my brain I was like, no, he's gonna be so upset. He's gonna go backstage and cry because people are booing him every time he gets on stage. So he goes out and, you know, everybody boos him, and I go, yay! I was like, I have to make him feel better.
I want you to know something. He's actually told me that privately, how much that meant to him. He's actually brought that story up to me, telling me, dude, she cheered for me when everyone was booing me. He didn't let me know it was because he was a villain. I just thought he was doing really bad. But no, I'm kidding. But he actually is so proud of that moment. So I'm like, you told me he's brought that up a few times.
Yeah.
But I love that you got his back like that. My daughters would have booed along with everyone else.
Well, I was so offended for him.
Well, I'm glad that you stood up for him. What about you? Got one?
I do have one, actually. I think this is maybe one of my favorite memories of my dad. So we were either in the theater or we were just at home, and it was right when the It was right when the live action Beauty and the Beast had just come out. And so I think we were in the theater. So we're sitting in the theater and we're watching live action Beauty and the Beast, and it just starts. And you know, it has like the opening credits that are longer, and it has like one of the classic songs playing. And I look over and he's crying. Like not just like little tears too, like shaking sobs. And it's the opening credits. And I was like, it hasn't even started. And then I'm pretty sure we went and then we watched it with my grandma at her house, and he cried again. It was like the opening credits, but
that's my dad. What? Yeah. I'm laughing at Mike. You can't say I cry too.
I don't know. Opening credits will do it to me, and that's true. Even though, like, the movie hasn't started, like once that music starts, it's like I know I'm about to see something, and it's not just like a tear; it's like a full on body tremble.
Yes,
it's like
it was.
It's like a shake. It's like something magic is about to happen, and I'm like, I don't know.
Do not ask me if I've ever done that.
Every time.
Nope.
I think first happened when I went and saw Titanic in the theater, and the moment that. I mean, the moment the opening credits come on, you hear the, like, you know, you hear that. I'm gone. I'm like, it shows the ocean. I'm just like a shaking, crying mess.
That does happen. I mean, I've never gotten into tremors, but I've gotten emotional if something like is like, if it, the music hits a certain way. Absolutely, opening credits.
I cried at Bird Flying, but not opening credits.
I mean, if it's a nice orchestral score. I might cry a little bit, but I mean, that's neither here nor there.
No, it's there. It's definitely there and nor or something, whatever you said.
So, well, not everybody needs a sharp stick up their butt to cry, you know?
First of all, it wasn't there. It was on my shorts.
Oh, okay.
After it passed by.
After.
Let's not talk about that.
Didn't you have to break the stick?
Yeah.
You, like, kicked it and broke it so you would fall down because no one was helping you. They were all laughing and recording.
Okay. They were...
Can we see the receipts?
No receipts. They've all been ripped and burned.
Do a recording exist of this? Because you want to go viral,
know.
Nathan.
I don't want to go viral for a stick.
I don't know if the person who made it still has it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they might not be alive because they took it. And for the record, I did have to break it. Yeah. I had to lean far to the left.
And break it and fall on the ground.
All right, let's not talk about that one anymore. Oh, gosh. No, actually, before we get into kind of, I don't want Mike to cry too early on, but I do realize you brought a guitar, right? All right, so, and it's original, right?
Yes.
Can we hear a little bit?
Absolutely.
I'm like the guy at Christmas that opens up before Christmas, so I see the guitar and I want to hear it. So John's going to get you situated with a mic. Oh, and I'm going to go on record. If I sound bad, it is not John. I'm hyperactive. And I don't talk into the mic right. Correct, John? Pretty close, he said. But it's not him. He's epic. Yeah, all right. Yeah, can you explain a little bit, or Mike?
Yeah, well, Hannah has been like, you know, she goes into her room and she writes constantly. And I hear her, you know, I hear her guitar, I hear the singing, I'll sneak down the hall, I'll listen. You know, sometimes I'll sing along and the music just stops.
And then you get caught?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'll be outside the door and I'll throw in an operatic, like, you know, an operatic duet with her and just stops and I have to go, oh man. So, but
is it a sign? It was supposed to be a solo.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a solo.
It's not supposed to be a duet.
That might be a good reason why she stopped, Mike. But yeah. Before she gets into this, though, I know you, I mean, I've known you a really long time before our kids were born. How does that feel, just knowing that? I mean, I know what it feels like for my kids, but how does it feel, your daughter creating music, your daughter singing and enjoying art? How does that feel?
Well, it feels great until they can do it better than you can.
Isn't that our job, those parents? Like, for real?
It probably is, but it doesn't, you know. It still sucks. Know, yeah, still, no. It still sucks. You know,
no, I know. I get all the time. They sing harmonies better than me, and then even with sports, I'm like, man, I can't watch this because they're better than me. But, yeah, so it's touching, though, huh?
You know, maybe this is that moment where we, you know, declare, okay, Hannah may be the better lyricist than me.
Ooh, let her get some more street cred. She's let her...
His ego did need a tone down.
With all the algorithms out there, he's got to get toned down.
We'll see if the algorithm favors you, Hannah.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Hey, what are you going to play?
Let's hear it. What is this?
I'm going to play a song, and it's called Something to Lose. And I actually just wrote it, like, a week ago, I think. But it's just, like, it's kind of that feeling when, like, you're so grateful that you have somebody in your life, but there's also, like, a fear that comes with it because now, like, you have something to lose in your life. Like, it's just the fear that one day you're not going to have them. Mm. And, yeah, so that's what it's about.
Is this about a boy?
I mean, not a specific one.
Uh-huh. That's good because I would be getting a phone call. All right, let's hear it.
All right.
Think that it should be simple, and you'll know when it's close. But my heart likes to play all these cynical games. In my mind, I'm just seeing your ghost. Oh, and it's too bad that I've lived without you. You make all of my pain much more fun. And I'm scared cause I feel like this all might be real and you might be the one that I love. You turn me over, take me in. There goes my tower where I have been hiding. Time in my whole life, I've got something to lose.
Oh, that was beautiful. Okay, beautiful. I might be on your dad's page where one song can make you tear up because I made like that was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's so good.
That boy's dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike, give me a call, bro. I'm there. I'll go on record of saying that.
No.
Yeah. All right, we're bleeping Haley out the whole time. Beep, beep. No, we bragged about Haley too. I mean, wow, that was so good.
That
was so good. Yeah, the talent, the voice, the guitar. I got Michael Row Your Boat. That's all I can kind of. I'm embarrassed, but that was so good, Mike. Jeez, dude, that's epic. And then we bragged about Haley the other day, just with Valvatorian, and she's telling me she's going to college. And I don't know if you want to where she's going and stuff, but doing well, what are you going to do? Where are you heading? What are you going to do next after high school?
Well, I'm majoring in elementary education with an emphasis in choral studies to direct children's choir.
That's legit. That's so cool. That's so epic. Yeah. Mike, you're so proud right now, dude. I'm looking over at you. You're such a proud dad.
I am.
I know. I know our daughters are like all my kids, but my daughters and your daughters, they're at such an age now. I was trying to explain it to my sister. She has younger kids, but they're still our children, but they're becoming, it's like a friendship. I mean, they've always been friends, but But they're getting this level where you're just like, man, I'm so proud of the young women they're becoming, the accolades. And I got to watch Paige and Peyton play this last weekend, play a softball tournament. And I sat there. I'm really strict on them. I'm like very like, get your butt down, or like catch the ball. Stop whining, man. Swing the bat. Like, I'm so strict. But just this weekend was the first time that I actually just held the fence watching them in complete adoration, just going, well done. Like, I didn't have anything like constructive criticism. I did one time tell Paige, smile, Paige.
The umpire didn't let me catch the ball.
I know, the umpire's fault, blah, 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 whatever. No, he wasn't in the way. But it, just seeing, listening to her play and sing, your daughter graduating, and then I got to watch all three of my daughters this last season play rec ball, and watching them play softball and just shine in their element. That's what it's about. It's so moving and powerful to see them just growing, maturing, making good, hopefully godly, good, awesome choices. But just seeing that is so moving, and it's another level. I mean, kids grow, relationship with parents grow. And then Nat's actually in Frozen this summer. She came out and auditioned. We talked about in a couple podcasts back. She auditioned herself, came out, and Alfonso helped her with her resume and everything. And I actually stepped away, and I purposely was like, hey, you want this? Show me what you got. And she came in with flying colors. And as soon as the audition was done, I was like, all right, now I can stop being official. Give me a hug. I'm so proud of you. And I may have teared up on that too. But it's just such a cool thing to see.
Yeah, well, I posted that picture of you wow. holding Natalie and me holding Haley. You know, when
I have
very,
blonde
very little.
Hair that looked like McGammy or something. yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I posted that for Father's Day last week, but what was it? It must have been like 17 years
ago. 16 years ago.
16, 17 years ago.
I remember they're on the floor. Tell that story. Like what?
Yeah, oh, well, yeah, Natalie was on the floor and Haley.
I did not drop you. You were down there on purpose.
Yeah, no, you're.
Intentionally.
You know, and Haley went over, and this was the first you guys had never met before, and Haley just saw you and she went over and just gave you a hug, and Nathan gasped. He's like,
I'm about to tear about it right now. It was so cool to show off to Mike too, because he showed off you like to me. I was like, oh, what, dude? And then to be able to show Natalie to Mike was just such a cool moment, and seeing you guys sitting on the couch, and I was like, what happened? Like, where'd that go? I want to transition a little bit. What has art meant to you that we've been in art? I mean, it obviously takes a lot of our time. There's a lot of commitment that we've had to pour into our passions and dreams. But what has that meant to you? And you could be like, it was nasty. I hated it. You could be honest. Haley, you could be honest here. It's okay.
You might regret that.
No. I already do a stupid stick story. But anyway, we could start. Anyone wants to go, you just pop up. If anyone, kind of what's art meant to you and just being in, embedded in it, especially since it's a Father's Day thing. And again, it's not. There's not a wrong answer. There's really not. Is it? There's been hard times where getting home late at night or having to go pick them up, you know, there's been some crazy times. But anyway, anybody have a story or anything they want to talk about? What art's meant to them being grown up in it?
I will.
Okay.
I think when I was younger, like, it was really hard for me to process. Like, Dad's always working. He's not at home. Like, why doesn't he want to spend time with us? And, like, as I've gotten older, like, I don't know if this has anything to do with art, but, like, you kind of was, like, the hard times and good times. Like, as I've gotten older, like, looking back, seeing that everything you did, like, all those long hours, like, you didn't want to do that. Like, you were there making money to support for us. And so I think I kind of pushed back, like, not always wanting to be at the theater or do shows when I was younger. And the older I get and the more I understand that, like, you were doing it for us, the more I want to be involved in that, because that just shows me, oh man, I'm gonna cry, how much you love me. Like, how much you loved us.
So okay, I'm all done. We didn't expect this this episode to be so emotional.
Bye. What are you talking about? I'm not crying, you're crying.
I'm not crying.
I'll tell a quick story, Nat. We were in the car one time driving. I told those people we were driving, and it was like, I don't know, like 8 o'clock. I don't know, it doesn't matter. We were driving, and Nat actually said, hey, can we get ice cream? I was like, now we're broke. And she's like, we're not broke. And I still do, but my kids know my bank account. They see my money, which is stupid. Because then they know, Dad, you can give me shoes, okay? I'm like, you just got shoes. Yeah, but these are better. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Squirrel. But long story short, I was like, no, we're broke. And then one of them were like, Dad, you have blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, why do you know that? I give my PIN number. I was such a bad dad. But don't do it. Anyway, but then we were driving, and I was like, I was going to get the ice cream. And I was like, yep. I said, I work it too much. And I remember Nat just said from the back seat, she's like, you know, Dad, I really love that you really, she goes, we may not have a lot of money, but I love that you're teaching us to chase our dreams. And that, I don't remember how long ago that was, probably six, seven years ago. Oh gosh, why'd I do that? Okay, gross. But it was that long ago, and it sat with me because I really do want to instill, not just my kids, but I want to inspire them to, and anyone, to just chase your dreams, go for it. It does get hard, and it doesn't mean that they can't change or transition. Your dreams can change all the time. I've had a lot of dreams, and a lot of them have worked out. Some they go, ooh, that dream was not a good idea. But that's part of what I want to instill in them. And just hearing that was one of the biggest compliments. And not that I'm doing it right, but that I'm at least working towards creating that goal. So hearing that now does mean a lot to me, because I do want that to be something that is instilled in anyone I come in contact with, but more importantly with you guys. So when I'm gone in 900 years, that's something that you guys get to instill in others around you. So that is a huge important thing. So any other stories? Anything you guys got? With music, obviously, there's some sharing.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what you said. And the fact that, like, I think when I was little, it was kind of harder to process, you know, like, why is he gone in the evenings having these rehearsals? Why does he, like, come home late and stuff? But I think recently I've gained such, like, an appreciation for that. And I really appreciate, because, you know, he has a full-time job, and it's like, then he would spend his nights doing this, and it's like, he's truly going out of his way to pursue what he loves. And I love that, because I think that for so many people, you know, maybe it's just a hobby, but it's something that, you know, once you get busy, you don't commit to anymore. But it's, I think it's been so cool to see that constant commitment and pursuit of what he loves. And it's inspired me so much to continue pursuing what I love, even when stuff gets busier, when it's hard to. And I think that it's just been such a great example.
Love that. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'll bounce off of that. So the other day you told me that the person whose work is what they love never works a day in their life. And I've seen the sacrifice you've made the past couple years, because you haven't really enjoyed your day job. Like, and I know that. But the fact that you do it anyway, and then you, at, like, you know, night is when you get to pursue what you like. And so, yeah, I have wished at times, I'm like, I kind of wish he was home more, but then I get to see you perform. And I'm just reminded that, like, we are created by an artist, like somebody who really did instill his love for art and for creativity in us. And I see that in you, like, all the time. And it is, like, I don't know, it helps me to, I guess, give grace when I am missing you, because I get to watch you do what you love, and that is what I want to see you do. So.
Well, I liked what you said this the other day. This, it'll always stick with me. When I was playing a song on the piano, and you said, "I think it's really aura that you write musicals."
A long time ago, but yes,
it wasn't that. It was like,
yeah, that word's out a long time ago. Okay,
I'll remember that. Okay, even not, after that word is not even aura. Used anymore.
I know. I just started saying cool. Slay, and that went out a year ago, I guess. So.
He still says that.
Okay, let's not go there. Okay.
Hey, remember when you got slayed by a stick?
Cap, bro, cap. That's all I got.
He asked us what that meant the other day.
No, I said it wrong.
Just so we know. He said it wrong. He was like, Natalie said something. He was like, yeah, you're totally capping right now. Like, so cap.
And we were like, what?
No, that's not right.
That's not.
Remember, this is a podcast for dads. Okay, cap it.
What?
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Lie it.
Wait, is that a new one?
No.
Okay.
That's what cap means.
Oh.
I learned janky the other day.
Oh.
Janky, have you heard that one?
That's just a word. That's just a word.
I still say cool and awesome, so whatever.
I think that's rad.
Oh, wow.
Super chill.
Oh, yep. I know. Right.
Okay. Right? I got that one, right? Right? Okay, we're off topic. Cap means lying.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. I was using it in the wrong context.
We know.
I thought it meant, like, that's cool.
What?
Okay, don't laugh about it. Okay, hope you don't ever play a sour note.
Your shoes are so cap right now. Your shoes, your shirt, so cap.
It's a black shirt. Okay. Paige, you got anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
she
doesn't make me emotional. Okay, so, hold on. I think it's just cool to show how, not only in us, but in, like, other people, how, yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, cool. Thank you so much, Noah. Dad, it's cool. That's all I'm going to say. It's all good. You don't have to worry about it. It's cool. You're making me cry anyway. I'm Alfonso. You got any questions, dude? Because we're obviously...
No, you know what?
Cap.
I think Alfonso's going to cry, too.
Yeah, you know, I can speak to just knowing Natalie and Paige and Peyton as well, who's not here. But I consider them like family. And watching them grow up just in the 3 years or 4 years I've been here in Redlands... Watching them grow up into the women they're becoming has been really cool. And what's really awesome is that they're like the little sisters I've never had. And they treat me like a big brother. Mm-hmm. And there's this dynamic where we're always messing with each other, but it's all love. It's all love. And that's something I've needed in my life. And they mean a tremendous amount to me. I love them. I was there last year when Natalie won MVP. I was there when Peyton won MVP. I'm going to be there next year when Paige wins MVP. I'm at their games. I support them. So I can just speak to just the women that you are raising. And I was just talking with Natalie the other day. And in the way her mind works, it's, this is what I want, like, in a man. This is what he's going to be. And if he doesn't, and if this, but it's like, and if he doesn't meet these qualifications, I'm not going to give him the time of day. And this is my plan. In 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, this is what I want. And whoever's going to be in my life is going to follow that plan. It's not going to be the other way around. And that's the young woman you've raised. And you should be very proud of that.
I'm very blessed and lucky. I just want to tie into just even looking around this room, just the art, you know, as a whole, as you said, the creator, the true creator. Like, looking around this room, there's relationships that have been nurtured from even John meeting in, was it 99 or 2000 I met you and Mike? I don't remember, like, 2001.
Unk.
Yeah.
He knows Unk.
I don't know Unk.
Oh.
I do, and it means old. I bought it. Before they were born, we met. But just seeing all those nurtured relationships and the generations coming because of art and that connection and the friendships of Anza, you jumping in 4 years, that... After, you know, talking about 26, it doesn't seem like, but that's a long time that you've been involved in now and what that's going to nurture and grow. And just these girls now, the art and the passion that's been instilled with them, that's going to grow and pass it on to other kids when you're teaching music or art. And who knows what you're doing, but you're definitely writing music and singing. And you guys don't stop singing nonstop. I learned songs I don't want to know. My heart's a stereo. Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah. See, we can do the rap. Okay.
No.
But that is really... That is really what it is about. And I know where Paige is heading in, just spreading that kind of that change effect, moving to people and just encouraging art. She's talked about it with me before, but this is a small example of what art can do in building relationships, community, networking.
I think that Paige was also, she sees what you're called to do. And she sees that you are called to kind of be that for people, is to be that mentor. And so she takes a step back and understands that. And that's a very selfless thing. Yeah.
Well, thanks. Nat, you had your hand raised like it was a classroom, so what's up?
I forgot what I was going to say.
It was about Ethan.
What?
If you name drop him, he's going to be the...
I was going to say... Oh, yeah, I was going to say when Alfonso said that if I could do a shout-out, because he is going to be listening.
Give a shout-out, because you already said it three times.
Shout-out to Ethan.
And that's $150. You guys want to do shout-outs to your dad? Can go what? Anybody want to shout
Wait, out? Who's Ethan?
The boyfriend.
Oh,
she just held her phone up.
Did he officially ask you?
Yes.
He got her a necklace and a note. He made her a note, not got her a note.
We had good talks. Well, that's another podcast.
So is that what it's called? Is that a soft launch or a hard launch? What is that called?
That's called You Better Be Careful.
That's called both.
It depends on how many people listen to this, I think.
We're up to like 20,000.
Let's change the subject.
Hard launch.
Is that a term? Hard launch. Yeah. Okay. I got one. I got Unk, hard launch, and cap.
Good job.
And Slade's outdated, but I still use it.
No.
All right. Anything else you guys want to add? Anything you guys want to chat about? Mike, any questions?
Well, I will just say what's interesting is, like, I don't know, just with my girls, like, so I'm, you know, I write plays, and I remember, you know, Hannah took to playwriting as well, and, you know, Haley and I will have a great story about that, she had a rendition of Scrooge that she wrote, but we'll talk about that later, but I was, you know, it's interesting, Hannah took to playwriting, which I do, and to guitar, which I do, and Haley is an incredible painter, which I cannot do at all. Like, I have zero painting skills.
You've actually brought up a couple stories on how disappointed you are that about a painting that won't happen for you.
That's correct.
You talked about that.
Yeah.
We did discuss.
Couple, it's been on a couple. I have to tell him. Like, oh, I've actually gotten up and hugged him because you won't paint that for him.
Yeah.
Deepest
so.
Pain.
You know, however, for Father's Day this year, she did give me like a mini, because I want, you know, I wanted an old man in the hallway.
Yeah, I know.
I think, you know,
how hard is that?
How aura would that be?
Negative.
To see it.
So much negative.
That'd be a hard launch.
So much.
I just think that'd be neat. Like, Nathan, you'd come over to the house and you'd be like, hey, Mike, why do you got an old man in the hallway? And I was like, my daughter painted it there. Look at it.
And you know what I would do?
Yeah.
Why an old man? Why not like an old woman?
I don't know, or
like a regular
old
like
men are funny.
Mid-aged
old
man.
Men are we said, like old men. They're funny.
So it looks like he had fallen, and there's like medication beside him.
Whoa!
So
Mike, you didn't mention any of that crap.
So obviously that was gonna be a no. Like,
I'm sorry, he didn't mention any of that. Yeah. I would say no on that one too.
Yeah. Uh huh.
A dude falls in medicine, and you want that painted?
Yes.
That's a negative aura. Yes.
That is
so much negative aura.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I'm on the side for once.
Whatever. Hey, I'm not going to lie. It would be low-key fire.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was a universal reaction.
Yeah. Even Alfonso and I went,
But no, it's just interesting to see that where it's like, okay, here's talents I have, and then Haley's going off with talents that nobody's got. Like, not for generations. Like my grandpa was a painter.
Oh, I can't even draw stick figures.
And I can draw really bad stick figures.
Me too.
Can
draw
stick donkeys.
Yeah, stick donkeys. Yeah,
the land of fruit.
But
teach me.
I'll show you my ways.
All right, cool.
But yeah, no, it's just cool. I'm glad you could see it because it's great to sit there and see them exploring art.
I love it, and that is one as a dad, and even just seeing your kids, Mike. But seeing elements of us in them, and then they perfect them, and then the bad ones, yeah, you got some of my bad qualities. I apologize. But seeing them perfect those and do better is really what it really is about. And I love seeing that, just looking at that couch, seeing the talent on so many levels, and just their personalities. You know, they're mean, called me Unk. But it's okay. Off the air, we're going to chat about that.
Fire. Just to be clear, none of us on this couch have any bad qualities.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I agree. I want to make that very
That's why
known.
We're here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say
I guess we should, what?
What does that mean?
1 minute.
1 minute? Oh. Yeah. I was going to say, I would not want to go up against Hannah in a songwriting competition.
No.
And,
I don't
want to
do anything.
Know,
they're all scary.
Yeah, no. That would be too much competition, and I do not want to go up against Haley in a painting, because that is no competition. I just lose.
I'm too competitive. Bring it on, all four of you. Let's go. Michael, row your boat. I can do it. Painting? I'll learn this. Stick donkey, I guess it's called.
Well, stick, you go. Know, sticks seem to be a reoccurring theme in this episode.
I think my mom's calling. I got to go. Let's end it.
All right.
No, but ladies, thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you.
We
thank
do
you guys for coming on.
We do appreciate all your patience in our life and chasing your dreams. And I will speak for both of us. It really was about just encouraging you to chase your dreams and do your thing and give some kind of foundation. We're learning too as parents, but we do love and value all of you guys. So thank you guys so much.
And if our, you know, if our listener, let's do a challenge right here. Hey, Haley. If our listeners give us enough comments that say like you to paint an old man in the hallway, will you do it?
If they help fund my college.
Okay,
why can't we just get 100 people?
Mike, let's do this. You come up with a theme song,
oh,
and we'll have her paint, and you guys all four have to sing a song with the painting.
All right, all right.
100 comments.
Dad, fund my college.
Oh, this is going to be way too difficult. Well, we don't have time to argue this one out, so I guess we got to wrap it up.
Yeah. All right.
Again, thank you for joining us. This is Michael with Play With Your Food Productions.
And Nathan with Legendary Productions.
This is Alfonso. We'll catch you guys next time.
Later. Bye-bye.